So, shocked by the plight of homeless children, like I said before, on the streets of London in 1869, this young Methodist minister by the name of Reverend Thomas Bowman Stevenson, with the help of two Methodist friends, converted a disused stable block into the children's home and took in their first two boys. Many of us followed the election campaign over the last 2 months or so, listening keenly to political party manifestos, promising a better life for children, young people, and families. As far as these are concerned, we can say that we have had it all before. But for Action for Children, it's 155 years since the Reverend Thomas Bowman responded with compassion to the poverty and danger faced by vulnerable and destitute children and young people living rough on the streets of London. 155 years later, the chief executive of Action for Children, Mr. Paul Carberry, is calling on the newly elected Labour government to take action for a better life for children. This is what Paul Carberry had to say. Not Paul Weary, Paul Carberry, the chief executive of Action for Children. This is what he had to say. I quote, "You can't give our children their future back or kickstart growth without ending child poverty, which is making all of us poorer." He goes on to say, "Labour's proposed strategy to reduce child poverty won't get off the ground until they ditch the cruel two-child limit and benefit cap policies. We urge them to think again on this." And lastly, he said, "We want to see the Labour Party and all political parties commit to ending child poverty in the UK once and for all." Research findings from the Children's Society in 2023 estimates that one in four children in the UK live in poverty. One in five children are worried about how much money their family has, and 14 million are thought to have a mental disorder. The source from this is the childrenatthetable.org.uk press release. So the trustees of Action for Children are proud to continue to build on the founder, Reverend Thomas Bowman Stevenson's legacy. A legacy that not only inspires them to ensure that every child in the UK has a safe and happy childhood, but also seeks justice for vulnerable children and families in our society. Many supporters of Action for Children know that the charity offers services to support children, young people, and families, but they are also a campaigning organization. In January 2024, Action for Children launched what they call the Children at the Table campaign, along with four other leading charities: Barnardo's, the National Children's Bureau, NSPCC, and the Children's Society. They use research-based evidence to highlight the injustices that they see in their work with children and families every day. They use their experience to campaign for justice and for government policies that make their lives better. And just think about their work. It all began with an act of compassion. "For I was hungry," the Bible says, "and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. It seems like the big bang of the Christian faith has occurred and thrown its energy outwards, radiating its message into all the corners of the country and the world at large. The first children's home, a renovated stable in Church Street in London's Waterloo, was founded and opened by Reverend Stevenson in 1869. 2 years later, in 1871, the home was moved to Bonner Road, Victoria Park, London, and girls were also admitted. The home was approved by the Wesleyan Methodist Conference in that same year. And a year later, in 1872, a second home opened in Edgeworth in Lancashire. Many other new branches and schools were founded, including the first residential nursery branch in Sutton Coldfield in Birmingham in 1929, and the first Scottish branch in Glasgow in 1955. The charity became an adoption agency in 1926. Today, Action for Children has grown to become a leading children's charity, running over 500 projects and working with more children and young people affected by poverty, disability, and abuse than any other UK charity. Many extraordinary things happen at the Children's Centre. Some of them we've seen, you know, what they do. The indigent, destitute, poor, and homeless are looked after and given a chance of a better life. The need for justice exists across the world, and being treated fairly is essential for everyone, regardless of class, of income, of race, of age, of educational background, or other socioeconomic factors. And as we listen to our Bible readings today, both the readings in Micah and in Matthew, God isn't offering a set of laws, but rather sharing something of his character, his heart for his people, those he created to be equal in his sight. Our response can reflect this as we live as a people of welcome, as a people who care, as a people who show compassion, people who are willing to stand with those who face injustice in any form. Jesus speaks quite plainly in the gospel reading that true followers of Jesus demonstrate their faith by caring for the poor, the disadvantaged, those on the margins. These acts of loving kindness often go against cultural norms and certainly did in Jesus' time. Jesus hears the cries of the oppressed and the vulnerable and calls on us to speak out for justice. He highlights the importance of helping those who are vulnerable and in need, and treating people with loving kindness and with compassion. So my dear brothers and sisters at Southgate this morning, how might we do this as individuals and as a church community? When we see or hear about an injustice, do we ask the question, is it fair? Do we consider if we have something we might share? It does not have to be money all the time or an item. Like I said when I arrived here, your smile was enough. Smiling at somebody, just asking, how are you? Could be enough. My message to you today is to be inspired. Be inspired by the work of Action for Children and all other charities who work hard to make the world a better place. I always refer to the Tesco slogan that says, every little helps. If we do a little bit, every little thing that we do, it comes as a whole, together as a whole, and somebody benefits from it. We don't know, sometimes when you do something, you don't know who benefits from it. But sometimes you hear testimonies, you hear people's reactions, you know, and you just sit there and smile and say, oh yeah, I'm so happy I contributed to this. So every little helps. Don't feel like, oh, what can I do to make a difference? You can do something, however little, however small, it can make a difference. So I just want to encourage you to take action, to advocate for the welfare of others by inhabiting these words of Jesus given to us today. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. So let us think about these words as we go out in our daily lives, in whatever we're doing. Whatever help you can give will be important. Whatever good deeds you can do. It was even John Wesley who said to us, do all the good that you can, in all the places that you can, in whatever way you can, wherever you can. So doing good is a good thing. All we hear, you know, in the news feeds and everything, is bad news. But I always say, there's still good people who live in this world. And without that, if you want to ask the question, where is God in Gaza today? Where is God in Ukraine? Where is God in Chad? Where is God in all these places? We're talking about action for children in the UK. And sometimes you're thinking, actually, the children in the UK are far better off if you want to compare them with the children in some parts of the world who cannot even have a square meal a day. You know, you've got all these different organizations working really hard to ensure that children are fed, children are clothed, children are housed. So as we think about action for children in the UK, let us also think about action for children in other places in the world. And whatever way you can support any charity, it would be helpful. And action for children as well, even though they work mainly in the UK, they do support other charities. They work with other charities, like I mentioned, with Barnardo's, with NSPCC, with other charities, just to make life better for other people. So let us think about doing good. Let us think about taking action. Let us think about advocacy. Sometimes, you know, we cannot do it ourselves, but we can advocate. We can work through our MPs. We can work through our councillors. We can work through other agencies, you know, in a bid to help. And don't keep quiet. If you see something, shout. If you see something that doesn't look right, say something, tell somebody, and let's make the world a better place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.